The lectionary has us back in the book of John. And I just want to point out that the book of John is written by the disciple who Jesus loved. And I think the Holy Spirit through John is telling us how much Jesus loves us. So let's look for that as we read. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. One who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow them because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes in only to steal and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I want to keep it as simple as I can, and I want you to be able to hold on to the important part. It is not bad to be a sheep. It's bad to have the wrong shepherd. You need to know your shepherd. You need to trust your shepherd. You need to follow your shepherd. Knowing your shepherd is very important. I hear all the time something that makes me shiver. People say, "Well, I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual." That sounds like a good thing, but it assumes that all shepherds are good and all spirits are good. If you read the Bible, the most spiritual being you may account in the Bible is Satan. He's pure spirit. Wouldn't follow him, but he's very spiritual. He knows who God is. He knows who Jesus is. He knows who the Holy Spirit is. Knowing is important. See, being spiritual means that you want to be versed in the things of the Spirit, but you have to know them. You have to immerse yourself in them. You have to become acquainted with them. John Westerhoff was my pastoral spirituality professor at Duke, and he says, "You've been with the spirits, but which ones? The ones who discourage you or the ones that encourage you?" He says, "The spirits that discourage you in ministry are not the ones you should be listening to." They know the shepherd's voice. This has actually played out several times. I actually found two different accounts of this. One was by Reverend Morton, another by Reverend George Adam Smith. When they go to the Holy Lands and they see the shepherds, and the shepherds force their sheep up against a rock or a chasm or something where they will stay together. But they force two different flocks of sheep together. But when time comes to move, they turn, they go in separate directions, and they begin to call, and the sheep go to where the shepherd is. They hear the voice, they know the voice, they follow the voice. In modern times, well, not so modern anymore, the RCA Victor commercial, and there's a little puppy, and the puppy's staring at the stereo because he hears his master's voice coming out the speaker, and he knows his master has to be in there somewhere. But he knows his master's voice so well that he's drawn to it. Well, friends, I submit to you, I don't think we know the master's voice that well. And quite often we're led astray by people who kind of sound like our master. But the way you know your master is by familiarity. You got to keep reacquainting yourself. We need to keep reacquainting ourselves. I'm just as guilty as you are. You got to immerse yourself. You got to hear. You have to understand. I've said this before, but it can really change your life. There is an app, a website. It's on the radio for those people who don't do websites or apps. It's called Upwards by Max Lucado. He starts your day with 59 seconds of a devotion. If you gave God that first 59 seconds of your day, he'd be surprised how often that touchstone comes back to you during the course of a day. But you know something? We're too busy to give God 59 seconds. Doesn't that say something? 59 seconds. Other thing that I did is I put a devotion book in my gym bag because I don't always read my devotions, but I pretty much always run or swim or bike or something. And as I go to the bag, there it is again. They're short. They're only like this big. But if you continually put them in you, your ability to know the voice of the master gets stronger and stronger. And it's much harder for the butcher to lead you astray. Step two, got to trust him. Max Lucado wrote a book called Traveling Light. And I felt like he was writing about me. I have never traveled light in my life. I'll just confess it right up front. It drives me crazy when I open the back of my car and I do not see the jumper cables, the gas can, the triangles that show the reflection. My energy bars in case I'm stranded. The cooler with 12 waters in it just in case myself and 11 of my friends are stranded and need water. But I think about it this way. As I said, if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Would it look stupid if all the little sheep are carrying their staff in case there's a wolf? See a little army of staves coming down. It's absurd, isn't it? What if they all had a map and they're all looking down at their map instead of looking up at the shepherd? You see, that's sometimes where I am. I want to make my list again and check it three times. But where is the trust in the shepherd? See, the interesting thing is that the shepherds make real sacrifices. I did not realize this until I was preparing for this sermon, but did you realize that in Jewish law, shepherds are unclean? So when it comes time for the Passover, everybody comes to the shepherds to get a lamb, but the shepherds can't participate. They make the shepherd make the sacrifice of being unclean so the rest can celebrate. Shepherd's life is full commitment. They're supposed to defend against the attacks of lions, bears, wolves, hyenas, foxes, which can come in the day or in the night. So there's never a moment that a shepherd can fully relax. Sheep have to be led to green grass and cool water. They have to be groomed when they get bugs in their nose from the grass or leeches on them from the water. The sheep will always be on the move because if not, they overgraze the hill. Water is even more critical in Israel. It's almost desert. The shepherds have to dig cisterns in the limestone to catch the water from flash floods in the rainy season. 15, 20 feet wide, and they have to be plastered to be able to hold the water. A small rock dam has to be built to direct the water into the cistern. And then the shepherds use the water in the ponds and the lagoons to save the water in the cistern for later in the year when it's dry. And the thing is, the sheep have no idea. Sheep have no idea. All the preparations that the shepherds make in order to keep them safe and keep them healthy, they just know the shepherd. And I think that brings me to the, he came that you might have life and have it abundantly. He doesn't say, here, I'll show you a small patch of clover. I'll take you to a puddle, give you a little bit to drink. No, he brings you to green pastures. He leads you beside still waters. Your cup overflows. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You are taken care of even when you're being persecuted. It's an astounding thing. I think that's the last step of trust to realize is that God doesn't want to just give you subsistence. He doesn't want to just get you through. He wants you to have life and have it abundantly. More abundantly than the plans you have. God doesn't have 12 bottles of water in the back of his car. He's got a cistern full. God has blessings that we can't even wrap our mind around. That brings us to the last point. You don't get there if you don't follow. Do you trust God to give you an abundant life? And you got to follow him. You got to follow him in ways that don't make sense, that aren't on your map, that don't seem to add up. But God has gone before us to these places. God is providing for us in a new place that we haven't been. So I got to ask, do you know who the Savior is? Do you really know who the Savior is? Do you trust him? Even when it looks like things don't add up, and will you follow him? There's an abundant life out there that Jesus has prepared for you. Will you follow him into it? The Good Shepherd is leading. Will you follow? Let us pray. Almighty God, as we come before you today, we know you're the Good Shepherd, but we often forget what that means. Help us to truly know your voice. Help us to put our whole trust in you. and help us to follow you into the place where you're calling us to go, even if we haven't been there, because we know you have. And all God's children said,